you're safe, you're out. What are you talking about? I'm talking about sports and comedy. We're gonna cover it all, cause it's the Josh Wolf and Adam Ray Podcast. Good call.
Coming up on today's Good Call Podcast, high school reunions. Randy Johnson's a dick, a Patriots-Seahawks rematch, Hulk Hogan's big mistake, and why wouldn't you wear a cup in baseball? And now here are your hosts, Josh Wolf and Adam Ray.
Oh, why the Kermit the Frog? Is that like a porcelain? What is that? Like a...
I like that you think I'm fancy enough to own anything porcelain. I mean, I don't know. It's a
piggy bank.
It's a piggy bank. And guess what? There's a lot of change in here. And
yeah, I could tell by the way you put it down. Yeah. I was like, that is like a...
And I can't tell... I can't remember because I haven't put a piece of change in here in years. I also haven't...
Wait, in years?
Yeah, it's loaded. It's... There's,
no, so you brought it from Seattle full?
No, I got it from I think it was in Santa Monica. I went my... Freshman year in college, there was like a Muppet. It was called Muppet Fest. I'm a big Muppet fan.
All right.
By the way, I don't want to jinx it, but I guess I'll just say it. Or should I not say it? I'm going to say it. I'm what?
I don't even know what you're going to say.
Disney rebooted the Muppet Babies.
Yeah.
And I'm up for the fucking new Kermit right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It would be.
That would be a series.
Did you ever watch the Muppet Babies?
Yeah.
It's that again.
Mm.
So I'd be Kermit on the fucking... Dude, I've never won anything more in this business.
Never?
Nope. I want a Mad Even TV if, bad.
What job, though?
I want this more. Well,
but you're not saying this is the dream job. You're just saying I've never been up for a job.
I've never been up for a job that I've wanted so bad.
Got
because
it.
The Muppets have a deep spot in my heart.
And you've jerked off to him like 7 times.
Yikes.
Somebody does. You
to
know somebody for sure has jerked off to Miss Piggy.
Yeah, but well, in some sort of like, you know, where they made a, the way they have like cartoon porn.
Yeah, those are weird. Like some guys.
How do you get into that? What happened to where your
Well, you need to see Marge and Homer fucking. Like, why do you need to see that?
Yikes.
I will say that I did click on that exact video once because I was like, what?
Just to see.
Yeah. And
well,
then
let's be honest. Now you like, but you can tolerate a lot of crazy, nasty shit.
Oh, are you judging by the stuff I send you?
Yeah. But also, like, can I be honest? When you send it to me, I go, I'm glad I have a friend that does this. Because everybody should have one. And you're my friend.
I apologize.
Why?
I mean, because sometimes I send it, and right when I send it, I think, what is wrong with me?
You know what you're doing, and you also know half of the fun is getting the response, I'm mm-hmm. sure. And sitting there in the anticipation of what's gonna come back my way. Is it gonna be and guess what? You get to learn about your friends that way.
That baseball swing one I sent you.
Oh yeah.
Right? So playing that for somebody
in your sports guy, so I thought it was legit.
Have you ever you should do because you have it in your phone now still, right?
I mean,
play
it's not
it.
Saved, but the text
saved.
Conversation. If I was smart, I would delete every text conversation that happened with you.
Play it for somebody so you can watch their face. That's the best one. Because you go, play it for someone who's like, oh, dude, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, so, you thought Mike Trout should be MVP? Yeah, dude, but check out this dude's swing. And he'll be like, because he'll see, he'll start to study it because it starts in slow motion, right? And you'll just, it's a fucking great thing to watch. Guys, I can't explain the video to you because... I won't do it justice, but just know it starts with some dude in a slow-mo swing with a baseball bat, and then it ends in just...
It ends in chaotic, old, like, is it granny porn?
I don't think it's granny. Did they look granny? They looked a little wet.
Oh, boy. It was not good.
Yeah, okay. So the Kermit the Frog, and congratulations, by the way.
Thanks.
Question was going to be for you, though. This is the job that you wanted the most you've been up for.
Yeah.
Is there a job you can think of that somebody else has or has had where you're like, man, at that, I would fucking want that job? Did you ever want to do a talk show?
I was voted in high school, like, most likely to be, like, David Letterman.
Mm-hmm. That's a really specific...
Yeah.
Wow, you guys had specific, what are those called anyways?
Awards? Most likely to...
Are they awards?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you guys had really specific awards.
Yeah, I
most likely to own 3 pairs of black shoes.
Which was also me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're just reading the plaque on my wall.
If you had that plaque on your wall, that would be amazing. How old's too old to wear a Letterman jacket?
The year after you graduate.
Can you come back freshman and wear it to a party?
Can you come back freshman?
Can you come back freshman year from college and wear it to a party?
Oh.
Like a Christmas party?
No.
No. You, as soon as you go to college,
yeah,
you can't put that Letterman jacket.
You're done. Although I, but guess what? In that same regard, I will not judge you at all. In fact, I'll applaud you.
What about home? What about 20-year reunion? Can you wear it to your 20-year reunion?
Wow. No. I don't think you can. But guess what? Again, I think you should. I mean, and I wonder too, it's like, you know, I think at my 10 year, you know, I was, what, this was 2011. So I was in the thick of this biz. I mean, 6 years out.
Yeah.
But no real, I think I was, you know, featuring on the road, but like, I don't think I'd maybe want, I it was before a couple TV things. So people were like, I saw this. Or,
yeah.
And they've seen your videos. And I was doing a lot of web videos, but it's like, but to show up now with a little bit more under my belt, like, and to maybe wear a Letterman jacket, like, I would wonder if, how, what percentage would go, oh, he's being goofy. Or, but then, or that would buy into it. And then would I need to go in and, like, try to commit to the bit? And when people were like, dude, it's super funny, and be like, what are you talking about? And you- they're like, the jacket, like, it's like, you know, that's a joke, right? And be, yeah, like, dude, I'm proud to be a Scott.
You want
to
try it?
Scott.
You want to try it?
Try what?
I'll be
okay. Somebody at the reunion.
All right. Hey, Adam, it's Chris. Chris, oh, Rawlings.
Oh, my dude, what's up, player?
What's up, man? How are you?
Science class, dude.
Yeah.
I can't believe, do you still use pipettes and dissect frogs?
In my spare time, I do. I've dissected a frog.
That's
once
so weird.
Dude, congratulations on everything that's happening with
thanks,
you.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, Mad TV, Fawny, Eat.
It's a grind, man. It's, you know, it's, I love living in LA, but it's, it, you know, the grind never stops.
But you're doing it, man.
I'm
you're
doing
actually
it.
Doing it.
Hell yeah, man. Just,
by the way,
yeah,
fucking hilarious.
What's that?
The jacket, good. That's a good one.
Oh yeah, super super proud, man. It was, hey, you know, to let her in some sports and dramas.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I got mine in the car too, right? You know what I mean?
What are you gonna? You mean like you're gonna bring it out, or you're gonna wear it too?
No, let's, I'm not.
If you want, we should, because I'll be honest, man. Like,
I don't really have it in the car. I mean, this is a joke, right?
I'm sorry.
It's a joke. You're wearing the Letterman jacket for a joke. Like, you're not actually, you're not actually wearing it because you thought we were all wearing our Letterman jackets. I mean, because nobody else is wearing a Letterman jacket.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of freedom of speech, freedom of clothing choice, I think. Also, I mean, you loved going to the school, right? You loved Shorecrest.
Sure, I guess. I mean, I don't have anything.
Did
in
you
my
mean
house.
For that to kind of almost rhyme? Short crash, sure, I guess.
Yeah, like, I didn't know if you know this, but I in my, on like Friday night, late
word.
Underground, I do a lot of spoken word.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. My spoken word name is Preacher. Yeah.
I find it odd that you think I would wear this as like some sort of boofy gaffoonery.
Huh. Boofy gaffoonery? Well, give me a second to Google that, and then I will finish this conversation.
You can't, man. No, I've been in LA for a while, so there's
boofy
a lot of...
defoonery?
Gaffoonery.
Boofy gaffoonery. I actually went to school with a boofy gaffoonery.
That's
it,
racist.
It was from, no, it was from, he was, it was from the
Harry Potter series?
No, the gaffooneries in the Hamptons, not the one,
yeah,
not the Miami gaffooneries,
well,
the
look,
ones in the Hamptons.
They're all over this country.
The gaffooneries?
Well, I mean,
they really
just,
are.
Just watch VH1.
Have you ever had a gaffoonery right out of the oven?
Oh,
so good.
Look, I mean, yeah, that's why I actually
wore the jacket.
Man, I'm really bummed that you thought
It was a joke, man. Hey, listen, you know what, dude?
No,
I wish.
No.
I wish look, more people. I wish more people wore the jacket. I wish more. Dude, I'm sorry. I really. Apologize.
I mean, I'm sorry that I'm sorry that you're in a place in your life where you can't accept people for who they are and think that everything's like a fucking joke, dude.
No, I totally accept you for who you are. You're the guy who wore the Letterman jacket back to the reunion.
Okay, you know what? Wow, yeah. That's a pretty much about 93% how it would go down.
I mean, I think...
What would you do? Would you call... Would you get upset or would you go along with it?
If I was wearing it?
Well, because you wouldn't wear it. I don't think you would wear it.
No, you'd wear it
on
as a purpose,
joke. Yeah.
I would call three of my buddies and be like, hey, we should all wear our Letterman jackets.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
God, the faces on people, by the way. So, you know, there's certain instances where you go, you can elicit immediate judgment from any person... Age, creed. What is it?
Creed.
Creed.
Age, race, creed, color.
But also crease.
Yeah.
Whatever their crease is.
The crease is that, you know, nice to have them on your khakis. A nice crease is always good.
Yeah, so based on their crease.
I had a guy I worked with who used to iron and put creases in his jeans. I'd be like, dude.
Yikes.
That's a bad idea. No crease for the jeans.
And that guy was George Foreman.
You said George Foreman?
Yeah.
He does seem like a dude who might crease his jeans.
Oh, he seems like a guy who does a lot of really unorthodox shit because he got so fucking loaded off that grill unexpectedly. I'm going to go on a limb and say he was as shocked as Trump was, where he was just like, yo, I got an idea.
Wait, no. This is what I heard today.
That he won.
Won.
That I'm saying that Foreman was probably like, oh, this grill thing could be cool. I you know, this you don't go into a grill business thinking like, I'm about to make $9 billion.
No, but this is what I heard today, and we're going to have to Google it. Oh, you have the Google.
Yep.
I heard that it wasn't.
I mean, I don't know. I need to go back for a second opinion.
It wasn't,
good night, everybody.
It wasn't his idea.
Yeah.
They needed a spokesperson. They went to Hulk Hogan first. He said no, and they went to George Foreman. That is what I heard today. Will you how do you Google that?
Wait, Hulk for the Foreman grill?
I heard that the idea was Hulk Hogan's first.
All right.
Like it wasn't his idea.
Hogan grill.
No.
George?
No, the guy what? The guy who owned the grill was like, I need a spokesperson, and he went to Hulk Hogan
first.
Here
we go.
Is that true?
Well, first one up is 15 years ago, Hulk Hogan made one stupid decision that wound up costing him $200 million. Here we go. Hindsight is 20/20, especially when it comes to business decisions. For every story about business venture that became an unexpected massive success, there's a story about a person who turned down that business venture or chose to leave it before it hit the big time. It's genuinely difficult to know what will and will not make money. Wrestling star and occasional actor... How dare they say occasional Suburban Commando is still one of the most underrated films of all time. Hulk Hogan, brother, definitely could have used a crystal ball to show him the future when it came to one specific business opportunity that was presented 15 years ago in 2001. The Hulkster had the opportunity to jump into the extremely lucrative world of celebrity product endorsements, and Hulk's agent gave him a choice between a grill and another product. Hulk Hogan chose the other product.
That's what I'm saying.
The grill went to another sports figure, a George Foreman. Fast forward to today, and the George Foreman grill is everywhere. Hulk Hogan's product? Yeah, not so much. His misguided decision would lead to him missing out on $200 million in potential profits.
Crazy,
here's
right?
the story of how Hulk Hogan made one of the worst decisions. I mean.
How about that? And by the way.
Oh, my God.
Does that blow your mind? I'm glad I heard that today, and I'm glad it ended up being true. And let me just say this before I forget. Guys, this is like a.
Always go grill.
Yes. But this is. Adam and Josh on the Good Call podcast, but I'm also going to upload this to Fairly Normal, podcast, so people can hear this.
Yeah.
So you guys who are listening to this on the Fairly Normal thread, this is what Adam and I do on Good Call if you want to listen to it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Great. Mid-game plug.
Mid-game plug. Mid-game plug because I forgot beginning game plug, and then I wasn't sure if I'd remember end game plug.
Hell yeah. What would be your product?
If I was going to...
If you're an athlete, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that
Am
you're
I
not.
Am I making one up right now?
No. Pick a product.
That I would like to...
Because look, nobody... The grill was an existing appliance.
Yeah.
So what would you attach yourself to? Let's say you're
Does it have to be an appliance or can it be like something you eat or drink?
Yeah. First of all, what sport?
Baseball.
You would want to be a pro star in.
100%.
Wow.
For a myriad of reasons. One, they play forever.
They really
leave the game generally, unless you're playing catcher, maybe third base, but probably not, just catcher. You leave the game body intact.
Are baseball players the – do they
– make like, the most.
No, but live – the I mean,
well, they
live the longest.
They
have the careers,
the longest careers, and think about the
some go like 22 years.
Yeah, and it does.
Roger Clemens was like what 35 years.
It doesn't do shit. Yeah, I mean, listen, fucking who just retired this year? He played 20. Poppy, 20 years.
Yeah.
So
and well.
Yeah, and but that's the thing. Like, but they're retiring.
Basketball can go 20. Football's like what 10, 12
max. Basketball 20 is rare, man.
It is rare.
Kobe went 17 and his body was fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I guess Patrick.
And he started when he was in high school.
Yeah, you're right, dude. Wow. Yeah.
And you see Patrick Ewing walk. You seen Shaq walk. You seen Kenny the Jet Smith try to get from that fucking TNT table back to the big screen.
No.
It's a fucking painful shuffle, dude. Oh, and he wasn't God. A big dude. So I'm just saying, the wear and tear on your body, for me, baseball is it. They make the most money. You know, I play baseball in college, and that baseball bench is one of the funnest places I've ever been. It's just a bunch of grab ass.
Yeah. The Make baseball, well, the dugout, you have the most yeah. time to chill.
Yeah. It's
football, basketball, you're going, you're,
zero
you need to
chill.
Always be alert.
Zero
chill. Because the game moves fast. There's also a constant possibility for interchanging moments.
You're also in a
baseball,
little bit of
like,
a shell.
I'm either playing or I'm not playing.
Yeah.
And if I'm not playing, I'm chilling. And if I'm not chilling, I'm sleeping. If I'm not sleeping, I'm in the fucking minors because I am not at the show.
On a bus.
Fuck.
But how great would that be?
Yeah, it'd be the best.
So for me, that's baseball. And then I would like to, I'm going to tell you right now,
yep.
I would be LaCroix water because I fucking love it.
All right. You mentioned that before. So.
I could just pitch it with my heart and soul because I think it tastes like that coconut LaCroix. If I'm just thinking about it right now, and I am so happy. It's like so, I could type 170 words right now. I'm so happy. That's what coconut LaCroix does for me.
I mean, look,
I feel like I could like I could grab two penguins and fly with them.
Okay. I need you to I need you to pick a different product that you haven't already mentioned on this podcast.
Vespa mopeds.
See, now that's what I'm talking about.
You don't like that one?
I do.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
And that's also like, that's in the grill world as far as like being something that you know exists, but
yep.
you go like, I don't see ads for it, or
yeah.
I don't see a spokesman attached to it.
And you know, I would do is I would have Vespa sponsor one of my tours, and I would take a moped to every show.
Fuck. All right. This is
no, now listen.
Now it's real. Now it's real.
Now some of the shows, it might take 2 weeks to get there.
Yeah.
So I might have a little bit of a gap. But, and I probably got to take the city streets, so it might take even longer because I'm not sure how they do on the freeways. But, what about that? Vespa, I will
big
go.
Big fan, by the way.
Of Vespas?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, okay,
why
so
don't
George.
You get one? George Foreman Vespa?
I mean, that's. Look.
You mentioned him.
Don't, by the way, don't put that out there. Foreman's established in the branding game.
Yep.
So you're trying to hand over a. Two, don't be Hulk Hogan Jr. right now. You know, don't be the sequel.
Yeah,
bad decision starring Hulk Hogan and the sequel with Josh Wolf.
By the way, if I could have, if you had told me, oh, I'm on his IMDb page right now, and one of Hulk Hogan's movies is called
Bad Decisions,
I'd be like, yeah, okay.
Who's opposite him? It's obviously a buddy cop.
It's
a buddy cop movie.
Jake the Snake Roberts. It's Hulk Hogan and Michael Madsen.
Fuck, I don't know.
Danny Glover.
Yes.
Something
Glover,
like that.
Glover's
Danny Trejo.
Nice. He'd be great. Let's get all the Dannys in there. Bonaducci.
Yeah.
Manning.
Danny Manning?
From the Clippers.
Oh, from Kansas. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good pull, dude.
What other Dannys? Masterson from that 70s show?
Yeah. You're fucking killing me with the
Danny.
Danny Boy?
Danny Boy, sure. The song.
Yeah.
Danny.
Does that count?
Yeah, sure. If that was a real thing to you.
Danny Ferry.
There you go. Wow. Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah.
Like 88 to probably 94. Then was a one-time Cavs owner.
My brother, Danny.
Great.
Can I do that one?
Yep. Danny. And we can't shorten it to Dan. You know, it's got to be Danny.
It's got to be Danny.
Danny the kid in Ninja Turtles.
Huh?
Ninja Turtles 1.
Oh.
He was the son of the of April O'Neil's boss who fired her. And his son's name was Danny. And he was... He found himself running away from home and finding the Foot Clan. And at the end, he turned around and became an ally to the Turtles and Splinter. And I remember he comes in, and when Shredder and those guys are treating him like shit, If you're just tuning in, yeah, I did smoke pot before this podcast. All right.
Yeah, we may have smoked a little bit.
So Danny walks in, and Splinter's being hung up by, you know, wires, and because Shredder and the Foot Clan caption him, and they kidnapped him from the Turtles' lair, and now, and fuck you, and now he's hung up, right, hung up to dry. Splinter is, mm-hmm. And Danny walks in, and Splinter goes, "Why the long face?" And he's like, "So you do talk?" And he's like, "You come here with so much sadness, yet you feel like a young boy." I forget the fucking lines.
He didn't say "feel like a young boy." He said,
"Your face tells another story."
Oh, good one!
It was like
that's a good one.
It was like, "Your eyes say one thing, but your face
dicks
tells
another."
But your inner thigh looks nice and glistening.
Looks delicious.
Looks delicious. So Danny. How about Danny?
By the way, I had forgotten what we were talking about. That was
the Dannys.
An in-depth. There's got to be.
Is there a Danny Baldwin?
There's a Danny Woodhead. There's a Daniel Baldwin.
There's a Danny Wood in the New Kids on the Block.
Danny Woodhead, who plays for the Chargers.
There's Danny Hemachandra, who was a catcher at my high school baseball team.
Spell Hemachandra.
Fuck you. She tell me how to live my life.
Oh, yeah.
Spell Hemachandra is this fall on Fox. Also, so tough. Did you ever play this game, by the way, where you would take people you went to high school with's last names,
yeah,
combine them, and make up weird sexual positions? On a trip from L.A. to Mariner Spring Training with three of my buddies from Seattle, we went through a bunch of, like, it was just like a reminiscing celebration of, like, remember this person? Remember that person?
Give me an example.
You go on Ty Pethy.
He got in touch with
shit.
You. Oh, my God.
Pethy returns.
Yeah, you brought back.
ABC. And
for those of you not don't know, you brought up Ty Pethy second podcast?
This is the second. Yeah, dude. Remember he loved salmon? He loved fish?
Yeah.
He gave me the Crystal Garden as a birthday present?
Yeah.
So Ty Pethy, and then there's a girl named Heather Beauty. Mm-hmm. So we were like, what happens? How much does it cost? And what happens when you order a Beauty Pethy? You know what I'm saying? Adam French, Annie Bernhard. What do you get when you get a French Bernhard? You know what I'm saying?
So
you take people's names, you cross pollinate, and you come up with a fun term.
We had a Todd Armstrong.
Okay.
And so
the last names.
Yes.
So take two different people's last names.
And so does it have to be a man and a woman, or doesn't matter?
No, just any combination of last names.
Yeah, we had a Todd Armstrong and a Matt Butterfield.
Great.
So it'd be a Butterstrong.
No, you don't have to. No, you just both names in their entirety, back to back. So you get an Armstrong Butterfield. How much does that cost?
Yeah.
And what happens?
I'll tell you what that happens. That involves a long glove and a lot of butter.
See?
Mm-hmm.
How fun is that?
And it doesn't sound fun to me. That's
Is there anybody that you went to high school with that is a professional athlete right now? Or that at least tried and got close?
No, I went to high school with Uma Thurman.
Yeah, but I'm talking like, you know, full-on athletics. Or how about this? Even if they didn't make it to the show, somebody who you remember being like Joe Antonsich, all through elementary school, middle school, and high school, everybody thought it was going to be the next fucking Nomar Garciaparra. And he blew out his knee or something in Oklahoma and I think started drinking. And dude, now does not even, I don't even know if he plays baseball anymore.
The two best athletes that I went to high school with were both women. A woman named Kim Pratt, who was in my grade, who played tennis, if she's not going pro, I don't think came close. But and then somebody who's 2 years older than me named Rhonda Jackson. And Rhonda was just a lights out basketball player. But there were no dudes who stuck out at my high school. No, there was nobody who stuck out. We were terrible at sports. Our high school was just universally fucking bad. Was your high school good at sports?
My freshman year, we were good at football.
We
had guys like David Knapp and Marshall Wake and Aaron Bauman who set the bench press record. And I was there one morning as a freshman at the weight room, summer weightlifting fucking program. And Aaron Bauman does like 450 bench press. And afterwards, he goes outside and his dad was my PE teacher in the sixth grade. This guy goes outside, takes a Sprite can and smashes it in his fucking forehead after he bench presses. And I go, dude,
where is he now?
Where's that commercial? Where, like, if somebody, camera should have been rolling. Like, you, yeah, you set the record at your high school for bench press, which, by the way, hasn't been touched.
Where is he now?
Dude, great question. What am I, VH1? I don't know, man.
You strike me as the kind of guy who keeps
probably
in touch
having
with
these. Yeah, I mean, I know. Look, I haven't checked the website or gone back to the school and looked in the weight room and been like, "Is Bauman still killing it?"
Oh, you know, but he still benches there.
You also know that he's still. I bet he's having a conversation right now with somebody about like.
If I'm gonna,
he was
guess,
a meathead for sure.
If I'm gonna guess,
but maybe he's grown up in his.
What town was it?
Lake Forest Park, Washington.
So I think he lives. What are the towns surrounding it?
Shore, Malik Terrace, Linwood.
He's in Linwood.
Great.
He's in Linwood. He probably is
close to home. Good city.
He's a bouncer at a bar.
Oh no! I think he was pretty smart.
He's a bouncer at a bar.
Fair enough.
And he still works out at the gym, at the high school gym.
And he did for a little bit after that.
And people, he walks in. That's fucking Bauman.
And then at one point, he puts on his headphones, and before he starts every workout, he walks in, people watch him. As soon as he walks in, it draws a crowd, mm-hmm, even if there's two people or 22 people. And they look, and they go, it's Bauman.
What's in his headphones, do you think? I know what I think is in
it. Eminem's Lose Yourself or Cher's Do You Believe in Love?
I think it's either. Ba-da-ba-ba, ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah, that's a great one.
And then he gives himself his inner dialogue. Bauman, back in the back.
He also, yep. And then at the crescendo, when that song really, when I guess the
peaks.
The final, yeah, countdown. He looks up at the fucking record plaque, because they have like a thing where it says like, you know, Power Cleans,
yeah,
you know, Jared Fogle, you know, the Subway guy. I mean, wow, I can't believe that name came into my head and then I quickly realized who it was. So it'd be some name next to the exercise. And then,
by the way, Jared Fogle
has no record set anywhere.
No, and his idea of a Power Clean.
Don't
probably-
say it, don't say it. I don't want to fucking have this podcast pulled from the internet. All right, so... Hey, everybody. Adam Ray here for the Good Call Podcast. Thanks for listening. And, you know, I know that you listen to podcasts, you love comedy. That's not all you do. You probably sleep. What do you sleep on? Is that too personal? Well, I'm going to ask you, because I sleep on a Casper mattress. That's right, baby. They sent me a mattress. I've been sleeping on it for over a year, and I love it. You know why I love it? Because, look, the mattress industry... It forces customers to pay like crazy high markups for mattresses, okay? Casper recognizes that, and they have revolutionized the mattress industry by cutting the cost of dealing with resellers and showrooms and passing that savings directly to you, the consumer, baby. Dude, these in-house engineers, I read about them. They also told me about them when they sent me the mattress. They spent hours developing this mattress, which combines springy latex and supportive memory foams. That sounds fucking comfy. For a sleep surface that's got like just the right sink and the right bounce. Plus, the breathable design helps you sleep cool at night and regulate your temperature through the night. Mattresses often, look, they cost like $1,500. Casper mattresses cost $500 for a twin size, $600 for a twin XL, $750 for a full, $850 for a queen, and $950 for a king. When you get a Casper mattress, you're making a smart move because it's risk-free, okay? They offer free delivery and free returns with a 100-night home trial. So if you love it, or if you don't love it, if you love it, you'll keep it, you'll sleep on it, you'll die on it. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. They understand the importance of sleeping on a mattress that you love before you commit, especially if you're going to spend a third of your life sleeping on it, all right? So look. Get a mattress with just the right sink, just the right bounce that keeps it cool at night. You can finance your Casper mattress over 6 months with 0% APR interest. Go online, select Pay with a Firm at checkout, and finance your mattress through flexible monthly payments with transparent payment terms. Checkout's quick and easy, okay? You never experience any hidden fees or surprises. 0% APR means 0% APR. So, how do you get a Casper mattress? Go to Casper.com/goodcall. That's Casper.com/goodcall. Try a mattress for 100 nights. If you don't like it, they'll pick it up. They'll refund you everything, okay? But I know you're going to love it because it's comfy as fuck. So go to Casper.com/goodcall and start living and sleeping better. All right? And now enjoy a brand new episode of the Good Call Podcast with Josh Wolf and Adam Ray.
You were like, don't say it.
So, I'm sorry. So, no, you're fine.
All right.
It is kind of late. Yeah, we should. It's 12:30 at night. This is the latest I've ever done a podcast.
Me too, dude.
But we both were like, you know, this is the timing. This is when it works. But also, like, we're both.
I was at the Laugh Factory.
Both coming from shows, so it was like you need that energy. You can't be just chilling.
Can you go right to sleep after a show?
No.
Like when you
never, dude.
When you are on
That's
the road,
why I was so driving back, like thank God I'm doing something right now because I have all this energy.
When you're on the road, second show Saturday, do you go out every night on the road?
No. Like in Erie, I went out one night, and then the Saturday night, we all went back to like the condo and kicked it with some of the staff and right. Sandy, and then Sandy and I stayed up for a little bit. But no, and by myself, it depends. I always like to have one night where I hang out with just the staff.
Yeah, me too.
Just to, because I feel like I can do my job better if I feel comfortable off stage too.
Yeah.
And I also feel like if they get to know you a little bit, they're going to want to, it's a collective effort, that whole comedy club system. And it's like, man, if they dig you and then you're funny, and then they might, I don't know, might parlay into them like being a little bit sweeter with audience interaction.
They also might, when they leave, they might be like, hey, you gotta go see Adam Ray.
Totally. Word of mouth, it's an extra reason to have 100%. Somebody build a fan. Just because they work there doesn't mean they're not a person and they're not talking comedy elsewhere.
Yep.
So went out one night, like, you know, I'll go to Magoobies this weekend in Maryland, Timonium, Maryland, Thursday through Saturday. And I'll go out because it's Timonium and I want to know what that...
Right.
What that downtown is like.
Okay, but then it's
on Friday night, man.
But how long? Say you get back to the condo at 1 or the hotel at 1. Man, what time do you go to sleep?
Even if I'm exhausted, I'm also a night owl and I like to fucking, after all that, if I've gone out and I've socialized that long after the shows, I need to just like zone out and zone. If I'm super drunk, which I don't, you know, I can control my booze pretty well at this point.
Right.
Like I don't black out. I don't. And even if I go back to the room or even my apartment here, it's like I need to like zone out by watching something. I can't just go to bed. So I was probably living by myself. Like maybe,
no, I do the same thing.
I feel lonely sometimes. So I put on Judge Judy or something and I go, oh, I'm not by myself.
You agree with her more or disagree with her more?
Look, she's loaded. And
I Googled how much she was worth. I was
one of the top Forbes collectors of, you know,
I was amazed.
Money. Yeah. It makes
collectors
sense.
Of money?
Look, if you're...
is that what happens?
Look, I was a detective from age 17 to 24.
How'd that go?
Terrible.
You know what? I would love to try to crack a case with you. I've always
like a ghost on a show.
Is that a mystery?
Oh yeah.
I've always wanted to do one.
Yeah, you're a big mystery guy.
And I've always wanted to solve one. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean that's because
I think that was your first superhero growing up. When you're like a 7-8-year-old boy and you see the Hardy Boys or Nancy Drew or Crime Dog McGruff, you go, shit, dude, they're not too far away from what I'm doing.
Hong Kong Phooey.
I'm a kid, yeah. These guys, but you know, you see Batman, Spider-Man, you're like, dude, A, you're an adult, B, you got access to costumes I don't have.
And shit on your belt.
You're flying, like you're doing things I'm not doing. The Hardy Boys were just like, yo, let's fucking have a couple bologna sandwiches. You know, skip some rocks and let's figure out why that old man buried that dog
up to his neck.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, dude.
In sand. You know that dog was allergic to sand, or did you?
That's the mystery.
Yeah.
And but I don't have the intuition. Like when I watch the crime things or and people are like,
do you watch the crime shows?
Like the first 48?
Oh man, see, that's too real for me, man.
Well, when you watch First 48, you see like the cops and how they deduce things, and I'd be like, oh, I'd be terrible at this, because if I walked up and I'd be like, there was a crime scene, this would be me. All right, was this it? This is all the evidence? Yeah, you didn't leave a note or anything? No. Well, I don't have any idea. Then I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't know the first place. I guess you call the dead person's relatives, but like. There are so many things that I would not know. That's why I've said a million times, it's a good thing people don't count on me like figuring out like for shelter or for like food. Because if people are like, yeah, Josh is in charge of shelter, I'd be like, well, everybody, huddle around. Because, we're just going to hold on to each other. I don't know how to build anything.
You're not? I thought you were a handy dude.
Not a house. I couldn't build a fucking house.
That's a lot.
Do you know... Like some people like, I build a house and I put the electric in it. There's a guy who built a house in my neighborhood, a Russian guy who built a house by himself. Now the house is upside down, which I don't like.
Okay.
And what I mean by upside down is I mean that the bottom floor is not as tall as the top floor. It's not usually how it looks. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's an upside down house. And he's got it on sale for $1.8 million in my neighborhood.
Look, can you imagine how much it would be if you flipped it around?
It would be one point. I know what he would charge.
Yeah.
You know he built it, and then he stepped back one day, and he was like, well, fuck.
Yeah.
Well, and then
oops.
There's only like a quarter of it that's got brick on it, and the other part is just painted brown. I just haven't quite figured out.
I need to see this house.
I might. Well, I don't have a picture of it, but it'll be in my neighborhood. Next time you come to the podcast, I'll show you.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll still be available. Why, are you looking for a place?
I am.
You want the upside down house?
I might rent an apartment in near Foxborough, so every time my Seahawks go, I can have a place to celebrate after we dominate in an away game where we were unfavored, unrespected, disrespected. Flashbacks of the Super Bowl being played 3 to 4 times a quarter.
Yeah.
And we go, hey, guess what? Cam Chancellor's back. We had to fly across the country on a short week. Yeah. Everything was against us.
Yeah.
Even Bill Simmons and his fucking tweets.
Did you see that hit by Thomas punctured Gronk's lung?
By the way, I thought you couldn't, like, I thought life was now up in the air if you got a punctured lung.
That's why he played the rest of the game.
Yeah. He's a beast, dude. He's unhuman.
I mean,
by the way, Earl Thomas, like a foot shorter.
Oh, just he a little leveled him.
Well, that was one of the greatest hits. It was clean, too. It was fucking shoulder
fucking
to fuck. I mean, well, Cam, Cam, dude, just came out to
but
play.
How do you get up and run after that? Don't you need your lung to breathe? Like, that seems bananas
look,
to me.
Getting the wind, I mean, that's, it seems like, he said it felt like getting the wind knocked out of him.
Forever.
And look, I tried to impress my nieces on their 5th birthday by buying them a Barbie slip and slide at Rite Aid, but getting it out, setting it up, trying to go first. I hadn't jumped on a slip and slide in years. I mistimed how much air you really need. I jumped. I took off and I jumped I took off when I was already halfway over the slip and slide.
It's only
like 6 feet.
Yeah.
You need to jump before you the front of the slip and slide.
Yeah.
So I misjumped it, jumped over the slip and slide, landed on the ground, knocked the wind out of myself.
It feels terrible.
So I can't imagine what taking a hit in an NFL game is like. And then puncturing a lung.
Let me ask you, I'm just curious. Is that interference at the end of the game?
No way.
But if it was like Patriots, it was Malcolm Butler and Doug Baldwin, would it have been interference? You wouldn't have thought if that was
Malcolm Butler was not pass interference in the Super Bowl.
No, that wasn't.
No,
but
it was an unfortunate time.
I thought it was a good no call.
Don't decide at the end of the game.
Gotta let him
also
play.
They both grabbed and held each other.
Yeah,
and then and it's kind of great. It's kind of like, and look, you're gonna argue, you're gonna go defense can't grab and hold, but he grabbed first. You know?
No, it's a good no call. I think in the first quarter, that's a penalty. I don't think you can end a game on it.
Also, had Gronk. Look, if Gronk hadn't grabbed, Cam wouldn't have grabbed. Because then Cam goes, oh, if he didn't grab me and I grab, it's an obvious call. Because then you're initiating it. But when the offensive guy, I think that's where it lies. When the offensive guy starts to grab and defense does it, then they go, well, now it's a draw.
I still think first quarter they'd call it.
Yeah, that was the one time I go, oh, good job, refs.
Yeah, it was good no call.
Oh, you let the guys play like they were on the playground.
And I'll tell you something else. For me, it goes to what I have been saying all season, which I still think, and I know Cowboys fans, obviously, they are going to be up in arms. But I still think the Seahawks are the best team in the NFC. I don't even know best team. But if you're asking me as a fan of the game.
Yes.
If I was in the Super Bowl with the Patriots against a team, would I rather have it be against the Cowboys or the Seahawks? I would say Cowboys. That's me. Now,
You would rather have Patriots Cowboys?
Because I think the Patriots have a better chance to win.
1,000%, dude.
But the Cowboys, that line, dude, that's the best offensive line. That's like, and poor Romo. I mean, they finally have a good line and good back. And
he just came on and goes, that press conference was like, I mean, it was kind of sad. I also watched it being like, all right, I don't know, man. It was, I think, a big move. But also like, also so
obvious. You're
about
to say why.
Also obvious. It's like,
we know you're not first string quarterback anymore. We know.
But also he really did, portray the pain of like, of being like, oh, he knew going into the season. That's where I felt bad. He goes, I knew I had the best team I've had yet. And like, and he goes, I feel like I let people down. And, you know, shit, it's like when you, you can't help but feel like you had a play in the injury because you probably spent so much time being bummed and down and out and blaming something
yeah.
that after a while you're just like, man, maybe I was, you go, oh, I could have avoided that. Maybe I shouldn't run out of the pocket first game when I have when I'm injury prone, when I have a series of things that have kept me from living to my full potential.
I think he has to retire.
He shouldn't have come out of the pocket in that first game.
I think he has to retire. At this point in time, I believe he has a wife and I believe he has a kid probably. You're now messing with your back, dude. You're now messing with your back, and you've made your money. And I understand you want to win. I understand it's what you love. But you've proven yourself, not just not your knee where you're going to limp for the rest of your life. You've proven that your back is a little frail.
Yes.
And this is a fucking collision, not contact. It's a collision sport. He's, in my mind, he's got to retire. He's got to fucking retire. Wow. You just have to.
Well, I mean, if he doesn't, then we'll trade him.
Well, they'll trade him for sure. But I think
he'll try to play somewhere else, and somebody else might pick him up.
Dude, he still can play, and I think he's one of the most underrated quarterbacks ever. But I think that you have now broke your back twice.
Yeah, dude.
So that's
why would you want to play again?
Yeah.
Dude, when I stub my toe, I second-guess leaving the house.
You know what I was thinking about this weekend? I was watching them play football, and they don't wear pads on their shins. They don't wear shin pads. And I was thinking, you know what, like when you just kind of graze your shin against the table, how much it hurts?
Yeah.
You've seen those dudes get tackled, submarined at the fucking shins?
Fuck that.
How much does that hurt? And they don't wear cups.
The most hurt.
No cups, no shin pads. How are people not going, like losing nuts?
How do you not want to protect? Look, when you enter.
Would you wear a cup first or shin pads?
A cup. Dude, shins are shins. A dick, you get one. Not that you can replace shins, and I know anything about shin replacement surgery.
Yeah, dude, I was going to talk to you about that business. I hear it's really
I would rather have my dick and deal with chronic shin pain than have no dick and have well, great shins.
Well, why do you
I would rather listen to the shins with no shins.
Why do you have to go
have
no
dick?
Why does it have to be no
I'm
dick?
Saying if it's one or the other. I think like shin pads or cup.
I think it's more it would be more nut problems. I don't think you're never going to lose your dick.
Why do you think it always bewilders me when they fucking don't.
Show me your bewildered face right now. Oh, I'm sorry. This isn't on video.
All right, we'll take a picture of it. Where's your phone? Tweet it out. Where'd it go? Oh, hold on. It's in the chair.
It's in the chair. Go ahead.
Well, what I was gonna say is that they introduced the idea of a cup protection over your genitals in like the fourth grade in Little League. So when I see grown major league players not wearing cups and they get struck and they just I'm like, what? Why would you not do that?
You're gonna do your bewildered face?
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't understand when you're a grown man to not wear a cup and understand the speeds of the ball. Everything is moving faster at the pro level. So why would you not be on extra high alert for covering
What I've been told in, for the NFL players is that it's not comfortable and they don't think they run as fast. And that they don't get hit much in the nuts.
Boy, and when you say that, you're just setting yourself up for a solid strike.
Yeah, I have to tell you, like, you at least got to strap them down because, you know, when I run, when I sprint.
Yeah.
You can tweak your nuts.
Yeah.
But so you're doing a lot of jiggling and people falling on top of you. And
the cup. And also, like, you're sliding or if you're diving for a ball.